Blog Talk Radio.
Weather changing a little bit for us down here in Florida. Hope it gets a little cool. Kind of over the heat. What about you, Bone?
Well, I'm sorry.
Let me introduce myself so we can introduce ourselves. I just went to talking like it.
Hey.
And I was holding a conversation with y'all. So y'all know y'all my friend. With that, though, this is your co-host, Derek L. Randall. I'm going to pass this thing on to the co-host, Bone.
What up, world? It's your boy, Bone. And to answer your question, I think the weather just need to make up his mind. Either it's going to be cold or it's going to be
bipolar.
Come on, man.
You already know that. Change mind.
Like the weather. The weather changed their mind like the
weather. Yeah. acting like it's supposed to act.
Right.
Yeah, we get mad. But it's cold everywhere else. That's the crazy part.
Florida life. Love it or hate it.
You check it out. Now, we kind of improvising right now. We just burning a little time. You check out the Hip Hop Awards last night.
I did not.
I almost missed it.
Yeah.
Honestly, I forgot about it. And, of course, social media.
Right.
Rolling through social media, and somebody was commenting, so I turned it on. I caught the end of Dougie Fresh getting I Am Hip Hop.
Already cried. I almost cried or something.
Yeah, he was crying. Yeah. He had on glasses, but it was just tears rolling down his cheek. He gave a real, real positive speech. You know what I'm saying? And just kind of paraphrase a little bit, sum it up. It was just like, you know, we as men, especially he was talking to the music industry, and then he was talking to all men in general, we need to present ourselves in a way we want our kids to present themselves. Because he was like, I got a little boy, you know, and that's what matters to me. So I thought that was what was up. I think Dougie Fresh deserves it, too.
So it was like a lifetime achievement?
Yeah. In the hip-hop, I guess for the hip-hop awards, it was a lifetime achievement.
You know, I mean, before the, you know, doing the Dougie song came out, mm-hmm. you know, Dougie Fresh was, even though people our age and older, of course, know Dougie Fresh, mm-hmm. but kind of unsung underrated,
agree.
I would say.
I totally agree.
So, yeah.
And his ability. Beatbox. T in the house, y'all. T, give him a shot.
What's going on?
We're just talking about Dougie Fresh from the Hip Hop Awards last night. I don't know if you caught it or not. I caught the end of it. It was interesting.
Snoop Dogg was hosting, right?
Snoop had himself a party. Snoop was hosting, but every time somebody was performing, Snoop was on the stage with them. I really enjoyed Snoop though, because I was like, if I was hosting this is exactly how I would want to do. I mean, Snoop had took his shirt off, had on a wife beater, you know he about my size.
Oh, man.
You know what I'm saying? But my size is 6'4".
Man.
You know what I'm saying? Just bones for days. And he got on a tank top, just doing some kind of old man dance. He was jamming, though.
He was Uncle Snoop.
Uncle Snoop. That's exactly what he wore. Cypher was tight, some of them. Papoose and Remy Ma killed it.
Yeah.
This dude, I think his name is Murder Monk or something. Oh, man, he's like the top battle rapper right now. Shut the show down. I mean, he honestly closed the show. They had stopped the beat on the Cypher. They did a live Cypher. They never done that before.
Mm.
Where they actually, you know, you can't, because the Cypher's that recorded, sometimes they stop and go back.
Right.
This is live. This is a live Cypher. This dude was the last one. Shut it down. The music went off. The beat stopped. He was like, no, BG, you can't go nowhere yet. But it was in his rhyme. And he just kept flowing with it, And he said, half of y'all out there bobbing your head and don't even know what I just said, but you know it's hot.
So that's something you need to catch then. If you missed it. Like,
yeah. Them two parts.
You ain't seen it.
I recorded it because I missed all of it. And then, but from what I seen, the Papoose and Remy Ma, they did a cypher, but they rapped together. Oh, it's tight. I mean, it was coordinated. It was tight. It was real tight.
We'll check it out.
Yeah. Then I missed, like I said, that's the type of first rapper. I think I seen another one. And I didn't see nobody else, so I don't know who all was on there.
Was my boy on there, man?
Who that?
T.I.
Yeah, T.I. closed the show.
Okay.
T.I. went on right before the guy I was talking about when he did the live type. T.I. and Us. You wouldn't bring this up. Young Thug.
That's what I was saying.
See, I was jamming. See, I was joking. He was doing all
the
dance from Bird Eyes.
Yeah, man, but I don't want to see that guy, man.
But your boy, Young Thug?
Yeah, I want to see
he had on, Kiara said it was a nightgown. My wife said it was a nightgown. I mean, a nightgown with tights on it.
Come on.
She said, why that boy had his mama night, she a nightgown on.
Is that what hip hop?
That's a lie. It looks like that's what it was last night.
That's all it was. And everybody britches was least. I give the middle of their thigh.
Wow.
I'm not even going to say it on their butt because these jokers that they and they got a belt to show you. I put this here on purpose.
Your boy, Wiz Khalifa,
and he nothing about my size.
Right.
You would trust your ass. Jeans. Come on, for real.
Did he at least have on a shirt?
Yeah, I didn't see Wiz Khalifa. No, yes, I did. He had on a shirt when I seen him.
Cause Snoop without a shirt, man, that's I don't know.
But now he had on the white beater. White beater, no shirt.
That's about the same.
It was hard though, cause he was doing it. You know, you can only imagine Snoop dance. It's some dance I call the Sherm or the Sherm. Bobby Sherman or something?
Yeah,
Sherman?
Yeah. That's a rapper,
that's all. Yeah, it is a dude. He sounds like he's from the South, but they say he's from New York. The other dude is from New York, I didn't know. A$AP Rocky.
Yeah,
yeah.
I knew he was.
I didn't know that.
The whole crew to me.
Yeah, I didn't know that. Well, that was enough free
conversation. That was a warm up
conversation.
Okay, we went in to know.
No. Okay. We're just kicking. We'll start ending off as we always do, first time. Y'all warned me about this years ago. So when I seen this, I knew this was a great time. 5 fast food items you should never order, according to employees.
Yeah.
McDonald's.
Mm.
McNuggets.
Mm.
The nuggets sit in the warmer being until they are ordered by a customer instead of being discarded after a certain time. The advice from an employee is to use the phrase fresh order of McNuggets every time you order. Which now, if I'm going to eat from McDonald's, most of the time it's nuggets. Because I don't really like the sandwiches. I mean, they ain't what they was when we was growing up. And then it's hard on me. Even on me, it's kind of hard when you eat that fatty food. But I tell some nuggets hot.
Now, let me ask you a question. Out of 10 times you order nuggets, how many times did they like rubber? But they feel like rubber when you chew them?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking right now.
8. It's probably been 2 times. 2 times, I really be honest. I'm being real honest, too. Now,
that
didn't
mean
it.
They ain't had no more.
Because I ain't never had nothing really hot, but once or twice.
You can remember the time.
Yeah.
Your lifetime.
Yeah. You
can remember the time.
You want to bring them home cold so you can warm them up. You know you're losing that freshness that you get in the beginning, but still, you're like, I ain't going to make it no way.
Yeah. See, that's an insider secret. I used to work there, so I
know. So you knew that?
Yeah. You got to say I want them fresh. Just like you say.
You told me that, though, I think.
No salt on my fries. That's the only way you're going to get them hot.
Right. Because if not, you're getting them out the bin, too. Fries are the same thing.
I want no salt on my fries, but give me 2 salt packets, please.
Okay. You hear it right here, ladies and gentlemen.
We
industry
secret.
He
go to the Jewel. Okay. Second one, Taco Bell. Steak and beans. The beans are made from rehydrated mix of ingredients, and when the steak sits too long, then it starts to take on the consistency of hair gel. Mm. This is what these employees.
Hair gel.
I was trying to. When I was doing this, I was like, hair gel? How do you get steak? But I guess the fat sits around it. I'm assuming. I don't know. Hair gel?
I don't know. I ain't no big Taco Bell fan anyway, so that.
And if you was, it's done now.
I'm done now. I'm done. The one thing I would eat was the steak and the chicken.
That's what filled you up, because you know Taco Bell.
I don't do the
20 minutes, you in the bathroom and you gone.
That's what turned me off with Taco Bell.
Taco Bell messed up my whole house one night. Mm-hmm. Everybody knows I was sick. I said, no, we chummed out. I ain't been back. They been back, but I ain't been back. Kids don't care. They got them,
right.
You know, they got them cast iron stomachs and they ain't.
That's what turned into adults who can't eat nothing.
Eat nothing. Yeah. That's true. Third place, Panera pasta. None of the pasta is made fresh at the restaurant. Instead, it is brought in frozen. The frozen pasta is then microwaved and served. Even the macaroni and cheese. Stick to actually the fresh made sandwiches and salads.
But on that, if you're talking fast food, what is made fresh? Everything comes in frozen. Your
but you
come
expect,
in frozen.
But
your meat comes
you
in
expect
frozen.
McDonald's.
A lot of people didn't know that until you just said that.
You expect even Taco Bell. I personally would not expect Panera to give me anything, because they sell fresh.
They more, they're high class kind of.
Yeah,
well, they're regarded as.
Like an upper scale.
Sit down at a restaurant, though. What you think they get? You think they actually put water in the pot and boiled all that pasta?
I would like to hope so. If I go to Olive Garden, I know they got their better well be.
Olive Garden may be a little bit.
You know what I'm saying? But if I go to Applebee's or something like that, you know, I would like to hope so.
That's a good.
But
that's
how fast
good
your food
come
out. Think about how long it takes to cook pasta.
Right.
And how fast your food.
Well, I'm just assuming they had, you know, they cook a good heat helping of the pasta. And then they just, you know.
That's their way of cooking.
But that
would
be sanitary, though.
Not
that
too long,
yeah. With that pasta,
I guess. If I cook a big portion of pasta,
anyway, though.
And
nobody order it,
right?
Then I gotta throw it away,
right?
If I got a bag full of pre-made pasta, as you order pasta, I dump it in the bowl and put it in the microwave. I ain't got no waste.
Matter of fact, you probably can watch them do that because they do it right there in that counter. I never really paid attention.
Yeah, I don't want to see what they're doing because I probably won't.
Yeah, I don't want to.
Y'all already ruined Taco Bell for me.
Yeah.
Taco Bell's out of the court.
In
my head. When you say had, yeah
you finna kill these 5 restaurants for everybody.
I know. And one of them is going to really hurt everybody I know. This one might not be as bad, because I think we all knew this. Number 4 is Wendy's. The chili.
Mm-hmm.
The chili is made from hamburger meat. Bone, you told me about this before.
Mm-hmm.
From hamburger meat from the grill that has not been used.
Yeah.
The meat gets collected in a container until there is enough to make a batch of chili with dehydrated beans and water.
Mm-hmm.
And y'all told me about this by somewhere else. Yeah. Where y'all work.
I don't work there anymore. I can put it out there.
Checkers. I mean, my, I don't know why I'm trying
to put everybody else on blast.
Blast them chili. Chili the same way.
Same way.
Meat we cook.
Did not
chop
you.
It up.
Chop it up.
You get it off a burger with your made wrong. Hey, chop it up. Put it in the chili.
Ah.
Yeah. Let's not stop talking about checkers. Let's keep going.
Yeah. Last one, number five. This one's going to hurt a lot of us. Me personally, I ain't crazy about it, but I think he may be.
Well, then don't tell me. Please don't tell me. Let me go to the bathroom. I'm going to go to the bathroom.
Nah, you done ruined it for me on Taco Bell, so okay. God never ruined it.
KFC barbecue sandwiches.
I knew it.
Apparently, the chicken used in them is so stale, it could not even be given to the homeless shelters. Instead of throwing it out, workers soak it in barbecue sauce. Mm. And leave it in the heater for a month. Now, I don't know how true this is.
Whoa.
For what? For a month.
Whoa.
I swear this is what they said.
No.
You know what the sad part about that?
I bet I don't eat those.
And that's the good part.
Yeah.
It's not their chicken.
Nah,
so,
I
mean,
I don't eat those.
But I know you're a KFC man. See, I'm a Church's and Popeye's man.
No, I prefer Popeye's all day. Give me Popeye's.
But you don't like Church's.
So I can run across a Bojangles. But before I go to Church's, I go to KFC. But sad part about that, even after hearing that,
he
ain't killed me yet.
It don't even bother.
I mean, what? Everywhere you go, they got an issue somewhere. Everywhere you go. If
you're
your mama ain't cooking
right.
It in the kitchen, you might need to pray over it.
You're right. And mama got some tricks up on
her.
It all comes back. We just don't. For some reason, we have this illusion that the food is being processed a different way in these restaurants. Because
you're paying for it.
Yeah,
that's it.
You put that the entitlement on it because you're paying for it. You're right.
But you're supposed to have that. I mean, it's,
yeah.
I'm not saying we're
that's
wrong
true.
For believing that. If I pay for this, I want what I pay for.
Yeah, you're right. Huh?
But
then
the
don't get
side,
mad with me. I don't mean to cut you off. But as I thought about it, don't get mad with me when I ask you for something that's going to make you give it to me
right away.
No. Number one trade secret.
Because then that's what happens then. You're going to get yourself
don't
something.
Don't complain. Don't say nothing back. If you're going to do that, just leave the food there and go somewhere else. Because you got yourself a pot at it.
If you complain, just don't send your food back.
Yeah, no.
You
don't
complain.
Send food
back. Don't send your food back now.
Don't come back either.
Yeah, because they come remember.
No, we ain't coming back.
Mm.
Then let that go. Go to your another one or something.
Go through the drive-thru.
So, I just feel, let's see, McDonald's, Taco Bell, Panera.
Wendy's,
KFC. KFC got off a little... KFC story, I don't know if I'm really believing that.
A month though, man.
I don't know if I'm digging KFC story. But, however, we just want to let you know, it's in the know. Move to the next topic. Cell phone vigilantes could literally hold the key to ending police brutality. As more and more officers intimidate citizens and pressure them to step away from the cell phone, it is important to note a major flaw in that rather aggressive demand. It is indeed perfectly legal to film police officers, as long as the filming does not interfere with what the officers are doing. You are not only allowed to film officers, but you are encouraged to. According to the Huffington Post, four videos alone have gone viral after capturing police officers using it. Excessive force and illegal chokeholds. These videos could potentially hold the key to putting a stop to police brutality. What you think about that, man? You think in the age we in now, it's gotten to a point where we're not using our phone for communication, we're using our phone for evidence.
Let me jump in real quick because it just hit home for me a little bit. Just this past Saturday, I attended a birthday party.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll just say to set the scene for y'all, they know Nico.
Mm-hmm.
Those of you who are not familiar, embrace. All right. It was in a historically, not sure if it still is, but historically high crime area.
Mm-hmm.
At this party, you all know that we all grew up in the same streets. police showed up. Okay. You too loud or whatever. While speaking to the person whose residence it was, a family member, phone out and went to record. From what I observed, completely changed the demeanor of the police officers as they first walked up. As they first walked up, they had that aggressive stance. As the camera, the phone was brought out and recording began, you could see their whole demeanor change. One of them even walked away.
So now if you walking away, what you come up with?
Why you even come up here? What was your intent when you came up here? For now, you feel that you need, the situation is the same as it was when y'all felt like it was four of you were needed. Now all of a sudden, one's not even interested in what's going on, the other one is walking away. So just that hit home for me. So answer your question, it does.
Yeah,
it does mean a lot to society right now. Especially on the heels of all these videos that have been coming out now.
Right, exactly.
So people that before wouldn't have pulled for their phone are going for their phone now. Now, for me, what I have an issue with is when recording something is more important than helping a person.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I feel that.
When I'd rather sit back and record it than to help somebody that's in need. You know what I'm saying? Not put yourself in jeopardy, jumping in between, you know, fights and stuff like that. But I've seen videos where nigga put down the phone and help me. To put it lightly,
how you feeling and you watch.
Right.
So,
you know what I'm saying? So that's how I feel about it. I'm done.
No, but that was a good point, though.
It is. I just have a question, though. Now, you've seen the scenario where it worked, or from your perspective, it worked.
Right.
I think it will cut down on, it may limit, but will it totally wipe out? Because a lot of these videos we see come from police dash cams.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, your car is recording, and you know your car is recording, and you still do something that you know you probably shouldn't do. You make a bad judgment call.
What is this thing?
Then, on top of that, you see somebody recording, and after you do whatever it is you do, we see video where you then go and address the person who's recording, and now you want to attack them.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm saying, like, I think it will help. I think it's good. I think anything that we can do to combat it, let's do it. But I don't think it's totally gonna wipe it out, but I don't think that should be a reason not to do it.
Right.
How I feel about it, they're gonna find some other way.
Yeah.
They're gonna find some other way around it, like they find a way around everything. Okay. So now, where does the line draw on as far as hindering the operation?
Right.
Okay.
And those who have a definition, they all
you, exactly. That line is too blurred for me. You know, just like they like, oh, you know, they went for my weapon. They went for my weapon. That's subjective.
Yeah.
You know, if nobody's there to say that they saw them go for your weapon, and I got to go off of your word, and your word is bigger than mine.
Yeah.
Then where does the line draw as far as that?
And on top of that, with some of the videos that we have seen, what was the outcome? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
it's
you got video.
Yeah, what we seen was,
what did you do to the police officer?
Yeah.
So what is my video going to do if he's still going to get a slap on the wrist?
You're right.
Other than let the public know what's going on, which they already know. Everybody knows this happening.
Well, I guess the benefit of that, as long as that outcry is there, they'll put the stuff in check. But like you said, though, and I think that's a good point, T. Actually, in California, they've made it mandatory for the police to wear it on their chest, and it says cut by 80%. But you would think it would cut by totally.
Yeah.
That 20% is there because one thing about it, the camera ain't telling no lie. It's showing you. It's just like the mirror. What's in you gonna come out? My grandma used to say all the time, whatever in you, drunk or sober, gonna come out. And that's what's in you.
You
know what I'm saying? Just like Bone said. Nah, he probably was able to check his. But you gonna get a case? Yeah.
He probably had that in.
Yeah. But he can check his.
I gotta check.
It's another one out there can't.
Yeah.
It's another one out there with know that camera there, and it's gonna go up.
Yeah. That's crazy. I think we need to. I don't know. I can't say what I think because I don't know. It's just something that we have to deal with.
Yeah.
in life, in this era where we are right now, and it's always been, it's just now we have more access to it with the accessibility of the camera and the phone. But it's always been there. Now, you expect them to change something they've always done now just because you know it?
No, it's not going to change because the powers that be are always going to be right in these situations, in these circumstances. Just like Bone's saying, it's subjective to say somebody went for my gun, but at the end of the day, we already know. It's kind of like I was saying before when I was in school, when Mama said, whatever the teacher called and tell me, that's what you did. You know what I'm saying? And you know this when you're dealing with the law enforcement.
Yeah.
If it come down to me and him, I go talk to the judge going to believe him. They together. They in the same vibe. Well, when the judge supposed to be someone here presiding over the law, not on the team of the law, presiding over the law.
Just those checks and balances.
Yeah, so the whole system is the issue.
Who's policing the police?
Yeah. Gosh, man, that's a good topic, though. That actually could have been a show topic to go into. If you look at that, man. As always, we'll close up the end of note on a good note. This one, a good note hit home this time. It's a home. I'm talking about Rubonia home.
Okay,
what
we got?
Because we local anyway, but we home. Pamela High School's Quincy Washington presents big problems in a small frame. Pamela's running back, Washington's impressive teammate, wears down foes. At 5'5" and 155 pounds, Super Q, as his teammates refer to him, is ranked 6th in the county in rushing with 372 yards in 4 games. They had a game rained out, and I think it was on a bye, so that's why they're behind. You know what I mean? They should be at, I think, 5 games. Because
they've only played 3, and he's 6th in the county with only playing 3 games.
With 4 games with 372 yards, so that's a little bit under 100 yards a game.
Yeah, right.
Averaging more than 5 yards per carry, Washington has scored a pair of rushing touchdowns and one touchdown, and 2 more kickoff return touchdowns.
All purpose.
Yeah, all purpose. Little Sproles out there. Super Q, as his teammates like to call him, as we used to call him, Daddy, Lil Quint said, you can't control heart. You just got to have it. Ever since I was a little boy, my dad would always tell me, I'm going to be the little dude on the field. So I'd have to work the hardest and have the biggest heart. End quote. I thought that was a great...
That came from out for the real Super Q.
Yeah.
The original Super Q. I shouldn't say the real. The original.
The original. So,
that's what's up.
I just thought that was a good note, man. I haven't seen him since we used to be in Rubonia a lot, and he was younger then. But I remember now, and I'm probably putting this out there and probably should have. But boy, I'm about 10 driving the big leaguers. so he's always been a little like an old little man anyway. You know what I'm saying? Always quiet to himself. Much like his dad is, you know what I mean? And good little kid, you know what I mean? He was always mannerable when I seen him. So, shoot. It was good. It was good for my soul to read that on him. Somebody locally, somebody I seen grow up.
He's a junior or senior?
Let me make sure because I think he's a junior. Shit, right now. I don't even have it. But
either
I believe he's a junior though.
Either way, yeah.
We're not surprised.
No,
no. No, no. No.
No. Gene Pool.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
So, hey, we're not surprised. Big up. That's what's
up. I
wouldn't
be surprised if he played baseball, basketball, golf, track, all of it.
And he took off the running back duties after Hill left.
Josh.
Left and went to Rutgers. So that's what's up, man. That's good, man. Always good to see somebody doing good, especially when somebody, you know what I'm saying? That's always a good note. With that, we'll close the end of the note up, and we're moving to today's title of the show. Today's title is one of those titles where, it can be controversial. Or
it's going to be controversial.
Yeah.
Ain't no way around that.
That's true. That's totally true. I've been preparing myself all day because I don't know which way I was going to go, how I was going to go. But I'm going to be real. And I'm going to be true to myself. And in that, I hope if I do hurt some feelings or if somebody get offended, I apologize. No, I don't. I don't apologize for feeling the way I do. I hate the I dislike the fact that you don't agree with me, but we can come to an agreement if we sit down and talk about it. You know what I'm saying? I don't want it to seem like it's a fight or a battle or nothing like that. Falling over here already. No, it ain't going. I'm going to go ahead and get out of time. That's a disclaimer. The title is child support.
I almost did what you did and you said you were preparing and all this. You know what? This don't need no preparation.
Just let it rip.
This is coming straight from a real place as me as you gonna find. So whatever comes, it comes. Hey, let's deal with it afterwards.
And, you know, and I want to say this. You know, we're bringing three different perspectives from one topic. Okay, all three of us around this mic, while different, you know, deal with this in the same. So
yeah,
we thought this might be a good topic to touch on.
All right, first topic, we can jump right in.
Yeah, go right into it.
The right.
Right.
You know what I mean? What's right about child support, the child support system, all of that. Anything involving child support, let's talk about the right first. Anybody want to jump on it?
This might be good for me to jump on first.
Go ahead.
You know, that way I can help y'all boys that way.
Let me make sure I hear y'all. Let me turn my headphones up.
You have something to piggyback
on.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? I'm coming from the perspective of a household or a child that receives child support. Okay, I'm not on the giving end. I don't pay child support, but you know, my stepson receives child support. And from that perspective, what's right in it is, you know, as a parent, whether you are an active parent or an inactive parent, you are held responsible. Some people feel it's only right, and some people feel, you know, for whatever reason, that, you know, it's not a fair system. I personally do feel that it is a system that may need some reform, but I think it's fair as far as the child is concerned, as long as it's used properly. You know, it's called child support for a reason, because it's supposed to support the child and the child's needs, because whether you are a parent and you in that house or not, you're still responsible for that child's well-being. So, you should pay child support. Now, what I want to say, and I want to get it out now. Okay. If I was in a situation to where I could potentially end up on child support, I would not wait for the other party to put me on child support. And I think it has received a negative kind of, you know, perspective. It's really supposed to be a good thing. You know, unfortunately, the law had to get involved to put it in motion, but it should be a good thing. I think, as a man, speaking from a man's perspective, is I'm gonna go put myself on child support. I'm not gonna wait for you to put me on child support. I'm gonna put myself on child support. That cuts out all the yin yang and having to come up with receipts. And if you get mad with me going down, and then now you're talking back pay and all, no, I'm not finna put myself in that position. So me personally, go put yourself on child support. Don't wait. Just my opinion.
I feel you. He passing it on.
Y'all can't see it, but I'm passing it off.
He's passing on to him.
Have that. All
right. Well, the right is the name, child support, like you say. It's supporting your child, your children, your kids, your babies, whatever you want to call them. That's mandatory. And I'm going to try to stay off the wrong for right now because it's trying to jump out. But it's necessary, and I don't think that any person, nope, I'm not going to say that. The right is, it is your responsibility, as my co-host just said, to raise not only emotionally and physically and spiritually and all of that, but also financially your child. It's not the responsibility of society, of the general public. It's not other people's responsibility to do what you are supposed to do by being accountable for what you did.
Mm-hmm.
So that is the right for me about child support in as it pertains to the system of child support. That's what's right about it. Homeboy?
Yeah, I know, because it's hard. You fighting
it hard. He is fighting hard here, y'all. The system. I'm dragging this out. I ain't got nothing else to say. Nothing. And I'm just like him, so I'm going to even say that. This is what I have to say. The right is like y'all both pointed out already. It's the responsibility. It's your child. It's not just the other participants, or I'm not going to say participants. That seems so vague. Let's say
parent.
Other parent. That sounds better.
Yeah,
like
that.
The other parent responsibility alone is going to be a long
trouble.
Going to be a long trouble. The other parent's responsibility is it's a shared responsibility.
Yeah.
I mean, and that means putting on your grown, your big boy pants and stepping up to the plate, regardless if you get along with this individual or not. And to that point you made, Bone, that I could have saved myself a lot of heartache in dealing with child support if I'd have been man enough. But I wasn't. I wasn't. I'm not going to even sit here and lie. Because child support, when all the issues, some of the issues were there. And understanding that, I wasn't doing what I was supposed to. If I'm going to sit here and say the right is I was supposed to share half of it, and I wasn't. And in so doing so, I was running from doing it, so I wasn't going to do it for myself because I didn't even want to be on it. You know what I'm saying? I was just hoping you would let me slide. When you showed me you wouldn't, now I'm down right mad.
Right.
Now I'm mad. Oh, man. Why you going to give me this? But I had to fall back on Derek's own sword on that one because a little bit of it, I could have done like you said, Bone. All right. No, me and you ain't getting along. I know how this rocking. I need to go put myself on child support. That's what you're going to do. Or if you don't do it, I'm doing what I need to do.
Right.
For him. Because this ain't about me and you.
Or,
you got plenty of time. Or, because I already know the opposition is I'm going to deal with them one way or the other, sit down with you like an adult. We talk this out.
Amen.
And I explain to you, okay, if that's what you think you need and I can afford that, okay, we can do that.
That's step one.
Right.
That should be step one.
That should be.
But the problem is we skip step one.
I ran for step one, and while I was running, she was running to the child support. So it's how it played out for me. You know what I'm saying? So I have to swallow some of mine. But that don't mean I ain't got no wrong, though. Are we going to the wrong already?
Hey, I'm done with
the right. Like it, cause I think we're done with the right.
Because the right, I mean, at the end of the day, everybody knows child support is child support. The two words say what it
right,
is.
Exactly.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, that's what you're supposed to do. There ain't nowhere around it.
Okay, so the wrong. Boom, let's jump.
Go ahead. Go
you want to start it out? You said you thought it out.
Go dive right in.
Alright. Now I'm going to be serious, though.
The wrong. That kill.
Yeah,
kill.
The wrong with child support is the system. That's one of the wrong.
Yeah, definitely.
The biggest thing for me, and I am on child support, the biggest problem I have with child support is somebody else sitting behind a desk and telling me what it takes or what I am going to do in order to support my children financially. That's the biggest sorry about that.
Can I jump in real quick?
Go for it.
I guess I don't really have a comment. It's more so, it probably come off more as a question, but somebody that's in a situation where, okay, they met someone and they've gotten serious and, you know, they decide to be together and they already have a child from someone else who's decided not to be involved in that child's life whatsoever. Is child support warranted then? I mean, or I would do it regardless. You know what I'm saying? If I was in that situation, take on that responsibility for that child because I choose to be with that woman and not care about child support.
I think the answer to that question in a roundabout way is any person that gets with another person that has kids have to accept those kids along with that person, male or female. If a man got kids outside of you, you have to understand, you have to accept, if he loves his kids, you have to accept his children with him. You damn near have to love his kids more than you love him.
Mm-hmm.
Because they ain't yours, and they gonna require, see, I can deal with you when I get mad at you.
Mm-hmm.
But when I get mad at some kids that ain't mine, that, wait, hold on. So I gotta have a strong attachment to those children. In the times when I don't get along with you, I don't take that out on them.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
So I'm saying this, if she was accepting the responsibility before she got with me, I have to assume that she's going to accept that responsibility with me. So now I ask the question, am I willing to accept that responsibility with her? For kids that I don't have to accept that responsibility for. Am I willing to do that? If I'm not, be mature enough to say, okay, then I just can't deal with you. You know what I mean? This ain't going to work, because I don't want to put you or your kids in that scenario. If I am, then do that. Here's what I don't necessarily care about. The ones who, you know, we all, 9 times out of 10, if you over a certain age, you got kids.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're single and dating and you meet somebody and you have kids, knowing those kids have a mother or a father, whatever, outside of me, I'm here with you. That parent is not, they've shown no interest in the child because they're not here, they're not picking the kid up. Every time I see you, you got kids.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't never a weekend where you say, or they with so and so. Never mind the money part. Now all of a sudden, you calling to talk to the kid. You want to come pick up the kid. You want to do this and no one to do this. See, that's where things get a little bit twisted for me. Okay, so now you just want somebody to step in and support where he wouldn't. But you give him a pass. I want to lean towards that's where child support comes in, but no, that's not where child support comes in. That's where either she or I need to grow the hell up, and either she needs to adjust or I need to walk the hell away. Let me get back to your question. No, I don't think child support fits that scenario either. You knew she had kids before you got with her. You knew, you should know, you got to accept that kid with her. You can't separate the two. Don't, it just don't. And if she allow that, she probably ain't gonna have some problems with her.
Well, you know, with that, which is it's a unique dynamic, but with it, going into it, like you say, T, you have to be open-minded and totally understand, this is my child. At this point, this is my child. Now, it's going to come some time where I'm going to knock old boy out. I'm just being real. I'm going to knock him out because he ain't doing what I would do if I was on the other side. And I see the pain that's inflicted on her.
Wait, why you want to knock him out, though?
Because he's not being a man.
Is he in the picture at all?
No, that's the problem.
Well, don't let it. I already knew that. Why am I being mad at you now?
Well, but still, I'm saying because you said when we show up.
That's the
inconsistency.
That's what I was saying. Like, now you want to call him and be in control all of a sudden. You know what I'm saying? It's like if with one of my kids that outside of the home or whatever, and they doing whatever they doing with their mama.
Mm-hmm.
Right, but I ain't doing absolutely nothing
mm-hmm.
to help her.
Mm-hmm.
She done moved on, she married, got a husband. As far as I know, they live in the Parker family, the Parker family. You know what I'm saying? I decide Christmas, I'm going to call her and say, I want my damn son. And they're going to give me my son, because that's what it is. Now, oh boy, if he says to me, if he decides all of a sudden, he probably ain't never got nothing we had going on. If he decides all of a sudden to get on the phone and say to me, look, dog, I don't get in y'all business. That's between you and her what y'all do. But I'm here. I've been taking care of him. And out of respect for this house, dog, you're going to have to either set up a plan or let us know ahead of time or something. If he talked to me in this manner and he's addressing me like this, all I can say is, dog, you know what? I respect.
My question is this. Why does he have to say anything to you? She should have said that to you. You called her. Now, you've been off doing your thing. She done moved on.
Mm-hmm.
She married.
Mm-hmm.
Boom, boom, boom. The moment you pick up the phone, because it's Christmas,
mm-hmm.
and you want to see your son,
yeah.
You ain't wanted to see him none of these other 11 months. She should be the one to say to you, I don't like that agreement. I can't go with that. And you should have to accept that. He shouldn't even be involved in that. I ain't been involved none of this other time. I ain't going to be involved now. Now, if I'm putting myself as him, if I'm him, and I'm watching these 11 months, you ain't been nowhere around.
Mm-hmm.
Now, all of a sudden, you want to show up, and she don't got a problem with that? I still ain't got a problem with you, homie. My problem right here. Me and you off somewhere. We need to talk. Because
mm-hmm.
I've been here every day, and I've been doing, and this, that, and the third, and you know how I roll, and you know how he don't roll. So now he just show up, and it's okay?
Yeah, I totally agree. And if 9 times out of 10, and I'm not saying this connected to me at all.
No,
but,
we just talking
about it. But 9 times out of 10, if he calls and she says no, the dude, if he's a good dude and he's really there for the kid, he gonna say to her, you should let him go with that.
If he gonna say that, then I ain't got nothing to say to the dude. If I'm gonna say, hey man, this kid needs that.
This is what I'm saying. If the dude, he don't need to talk to you. You're right. You're absolutely right. There's no reason to get on the phone because at the end of the day, he ain't going to do nothing. I know you ain't about nothing.
Mm-hmm.
It is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
I know why you calling. I know what's up. But you ain't finished for today, and he can go with you. If he chooses to go with you, he should go with you. You're
right.
Still his father.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I get it. Yeah, that makes total sense.
Now, I ain't got no beef with you, and I ain't got no beef with her, because I don't want who's...
I may feel some kind of way, but at the end of the day, I know I did the right thing.
I signed up for this.
Right, right.
And it's heavy.
And that's the frustrating part, I think you was getting to.
Yeah, I mean...
That's the frustrating, dealing with it.
To put myself, it's, you know, I personally... Personally, being in that situation to where, you know, get involved is with the woman that already has a child from someone
mm-hmm.
else that is inconsistent.
Yeah.
I think that's what I was trying to hit
yeah.
with the inconsistency of your visitation. Or, you go months without
mm-hmm.
calling or trying to come see and then all of a sudden you pop up and you think you have that right still. Yeah, it's frustrating as hell to be in my shoes and have already taken the stance where, hey, I'm not going to get involved in that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to let you and him handle that. You know, so of course I'm going to be here to support you, but I wasn't there with you when you had that
mm-hmm.
baby. That was y'all.
Right.
So y'all need to handle that.
Figure that out.
And as long as he stays respectful, I will never have to get involved.
Right, exactly.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not even going to go there. With the whole if
right.
Yeah, I'm not going to go there. But, you know what I'm saying? As long as you try, okay, call the child
yeah.
something. You ain't doing nothing, and you just popping up when you want.
Damn.
I'm not going to structure my world, my life, my household
around
you doing whatever the hell you want to do. No, I'm going to run my household like I want to run my household. And if you feel the need or if she feels the need to go and get the law involved for whatever
mm-hmm.
reason, whether because a lot of times child support just comes up.
Yeah.
A lot of the real issue is visitation.
Yeah. And then the child support is just thrown in.
It's
yeah.
thrown in there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's another problem with the system, I feel
yeah.
like. There should be a separation. Now, if we're here solely for visitation things,
then
that should be what we're here for, visitation. Now, I'm not coming to you for child support.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need their money.
I know a lot of instances where the females didn't even want child
right,
support.
Exactly.
Yeah, it was forced.
But it's a lot of things, a lot of government assistance
yes.
that single parents try to get, but that they can't get unless they put the other party
on child support.
It's a trap.
It's division.
It's a trap.
Yeah.
The government is, that's another case of the government taking a law or something to control, I'm going to say it, a certain different demographic of people.
Yeah.
Whether it's race or whether it's financial or whatever you want to say.
You should fall back, see what's wrong.
You know what I'm saying? Because I'm saying what he's been saying.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Because I'm here on this one, I'm standing on the opposite side of the fence on that one.
Mm.
Because if you are coming to me as the system to ask me for support, I don't care whether it be food stamps, I don't care whether it be Medicaid, I don't care what it is. You come to me, you have a child, and you are a single parent, and you come to me and ask me for any type of assistance. My first question is, where's the father? The first thing we need to do is get him to do what he needs to do. Before you come to me, go to him.
What if he's there? What if he may not be physically there, but he helps financially? I mean,
obviously he's not helping enough. If you
I don't live in that household. I'm not going to take care of the house. I'm going to take care of my child that lives in that house.
Okay, so then as
and that's
the system,
the misconception.
Then as the
that's
system,
the
what I'm going to do is I'm going to ask you, and I'm going to bring both of y'all in. And I don't want to ask you. The two of you come sit in my office. Now, what arrangement have you worked out? How much are you contributing to the support of your child? This is what I'm asking the father. Okay, boom. And work out some numbers like they do.
Mm-hmm.
And if what you're contributing is enough, you're off the hook. Go ahead. See, thank you for coming in. Continue to do your job. Now, ma'am, I need to deal with you. Where are you lacking? We need to find out where the lack is while you're coming to me for assistance, because he's obviously doing his part. I'm not going to punish him. You came to me, so you put me in your business, so now let me get all the way in your business.
Mm-hmm.
If I feel that with what he's doing and what you have, and you're doing the right thing, what you have, and it's not working, okay, now I have this okay to give you that support. But we have to realize that that support that you go to the government and get is coming from other people.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You understand? Like, it ain't just government money. That's coming from
the
other people.
The government make money off us.
They do.
Yeah.
Continuously. Even in child support. It's continuously the money that filters through the government is filtered by us. And it's the truth. It's almost like they're washing money.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But it's a great strategy, because look at how the economy, well, those in the right positions, prosper from it, I should say. But when you look at it, like, the misconception I was going to say is, when you look at it this way, is the fact that child support does not mean, like Bone said, I'm going to take care of your house.
No.
But some people go into that thinking,
yeah,
you need to take care of them totally, but it's supposed to be 50-50, because what you really think you're going to get ain't what they're going to give you. You know what I'm saying? Like, it can go to that point. It can. Depends on how the case plays out. But in reality, if you really just want support, I can give you support.
Yeah. Right.
You know what I'm saying? If that's what it's really about. Because
I'm not going to support you.
Yeah, exactly.
I can
give you
support
for our child, but at the end of the day, even as a male, if I had one of my kids to myself and I went to child support, I probably would go in there with the illusion in my mind that, okay, she's going to take care of him or her. You know what I'm saying? Like, I get this money and I'll be, but you can't. The reality is, I can't sometimes prosper or understand how I'm going to take care of my kids with my income.
Mm-hmm.
So how can I bank on an extra $100 here or there? And then the system is set up to break it down basically statistically and average out what a household needs.
Yeah.
I got four kids. None of them eat the same. So how you going to give me an average of 114-year-old or 113-year-old or 110-year-old and think that's over the whole United States of America? So if I give you 100 in your house and I give 100 in that house, but this kid eats 600 or needs 600 or this kid needs $4 or $3, really don't need nothing. You ain't going to never be equal. You have an equal standard, which here we go again with that traditional standardization. You have it, and once you standardize anything, you done killed it. Because, like we said in the beginning, what we would do for our kids without somebody telling us is immeasurable.
But
once you put a guard on it, and I can say, well, I gave you this, I might not be thinking about giving you that. It's messed up, but it's the truth.
And the whole problem in what you just said, and we all do it, I gave you. No, I should never look at me supporting my kids and me giving you anything.
Right. Once the title child support comes in, it ain't about
it ain't
the kids
no more.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's about me
it
paying
about
you.
The kids no more.
I'm paying you.
And that's the sad part. Because if you, and I'm starting to lean towards her side. See, if you take it out, it makes me sit down and figure something out this month. Or
and
continue to go through this route.
I'm going to come back to me.
Yeah.
Yeah. 9 times out of 10,
you see what I came
I'm
back
not
to?
In that
yeah.
house. It don't matter how much I make. It don't matter how much you make. It don't matter none of that. The fact that I'm not in that house, the problem is going to come back to me when I got to figure it out. But when you telling me what I got to do, oh, I'm done. You didn't already figure
yeah.
it out.
See, that, but that, see, that's my issue. Because the system is not made for people like you.
Yeah.
Either one of y'all. No, the system is made for irresponsible people. You are two responsible men.
Can't tell the system that.
But the system, right. the system don't care.
They don't care. Nah,
the system
don't care.
Everybody. Responsible or irresponsible, I'm going to get all of y'all. I don't care.
It's this.
I want the money. You know what I'm saying? So, but the system should be completely just geared towards irresponsible people who are not at any cost by any means are going to do what they're supposed to do. Those people that are doing what they're supposed to do, the government has no reason to even
yeah.
be involved in that. Well, I think they should be putting forth more effort to prove that you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing.
Yeah, somebody got a job.
I get exactly what you said, T.
Yeah.
Stop just jumping on the opposite part. I'm not going to say her, but
I mean,
the opposite
yeah.
person's side. Don't just jump automatically on their side because they came to you first. What if I came to you first? You know what I'm saying? Then are you going to be on my side
right.
still, or well, whose side are you going to be on? So there are thousands of situations where government should not be involved in the support of a child. I agree with that 100%. If I go to court for visitation, that's all I'm coming to court for is visitation rights.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't like your sporadicness. You just
yeah.
feel like you can come and get him. With, no, you can't just do that. Not and disrupt my household. I have plans for him or she or her
right.
Christmas day.
It
no, you sense. Can't come get him. I don't care who you. I don't care if you had him. You don't take care of him. You ain't here every day.
Good
so
for me.
You don't make the decision.
yeah.
Yeah, I think so. You're not. You can't just come in and disrupt my household like that. That
and swallow
that
some days. And some and in certain situations it can be hard. All
right, we got 10 minutes.
Yeah.
I want to throw out a couple of. For me, the solution, child support. I know we're never gonna get rid of it. That would be the number one solution for me. Hey man,
can I? I'm sorry. Cut y'all. Can I ask that this be our
close up?
Our close up. On the solution.
Okay, no problem. I don't even know what you're asking me, but no problem.
Yeah.
We ain't gonna get rid of it. So, being that we're not gonna get rid of it, we need to reform it. And by reforming it, we're gonna do this. I'm not gonna standardize it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna take a case by case scenario. I'm gonna do more work in finding out the truth.
Yeah.
You may have been the initiator. You're
getting paid for something.
Right.
But I'm gonna dig in both of y'all's history the same amount.
Right.
I'm gonna do that. What I'm also gonna do. Is if he's paying child support, and I know you got 2 kids, 3 kids, 4 kids, whatever, it's taking a substantial amount of your income. But we have to support these kids. So you're on child support, but what I will do for you, instead of giving her the housing subsidy, I'll give it to you now. Because
mm-hmm.
we got to find a way to help you out.
Mm-hmm.
We're helping her. We're giving her the money. What she do with it is on her. Because if we're giving her the child support, we're giving her the food stamps, we're giving her the housing subsidy, we're giving
and
her the cheap daycare, we're giving her no health care, what is she doing with all this goddamn money? And now you paying it, how are you living?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we're going to flip some of that. She get the money, she got to be responsible with the money.
You
get the
idea.
Government subsidies.
That's a brilliant idea.
I'm going to leave it alone for now because I only got 10 minutes. And you say we're going to leave it alone. Go ahead.
No, he wasn't saying leave it alone.
No,
he was saying close it up. Yeah.
Everybody else got to say
something.
Yeah,
and that I totally agree with you, T.
Mm-hmm.
My thing is, like I said in the beginning, solution for me, and I know this is probably far-fetched, but at the end of the day, I think it's the maturity. If we go into these situations more mature, we won't even have to deal with it. And the reality being, we're going to have to. So with that, I totally agree with the proposition you just put on the table. I like that. I really like the fact that if I'm paying child support, then all the subsistence that is going in for me to be paying child support should be some of them should be coming to me. Because I'm losing somewhere because I'm giving up. Don't just assume because I'm giving half of mine, which is making hers a double, who's giving me anything?
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? I never thought about it like that.
Half of yours. In some cases, some
right.
people, they taking their
whole
check. Whole
check.
How am I supposed to live?
Right.
Taking my whole check.
And then you say to me, well, you should have thought about it. Well, that's not fair. At the end of the day, that's still not fair just because she... And I continue to say she because in most of the cases, it is a female. And honestly, I've seen situations, and I'm going to close it up, where I've seen females that really didn't want it to go that way.
Hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, when you say that, then you say, okay, then, why you took the child support?
Hmm.
So, I mean, you really can't give nobody an out in it. Mm-mm. You know what I'm saying? And that's why I say maturity. Immaturity in sex is a disaster, period. All the way around. Boom.
Y'all both hit my solutions, reform and maturity. You know, we wouldn't have the need for child support if people were more responsible or understood the, lack of a better word, the importance of making the decision to be sexually active. To be sexually active and not considering all the scenarios that could come out of it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. For these however many minutes, the hours, whatever you, for however long, you know, I'm not just getting a nut out of this.
I know this
potentially is a life-changing nut, to be honest with you. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
This nut could make another person.
You finna be a nut, too.
So, you know what I'm saying? So, yes, maturity is definitely key. But the system don't work. The system needs to be reformed. I think a lot of people are being punished unfairly.
That's
just how I feel.
One last. Because you keep using the word punished. How do we get to the damn place where having a child is punishment?
Yeah.
That's supposed to be one of the greatest joys a man and a woman could ever come to, but one of us is looking at it as a goddamn punishment because of you. I'm done.
Yeah, we want to let that go. This,
we could have went hard there.
Yeah,
but if you didn't take anything from this, I think one of the key things we did hit on more than anything else is that it's more to sex than the climate. Hmm. It really is. It's a lot of responsibility when you're going into that. With that, as always, I enjoyed the show, boys.
Absolutely.
You know that. Lock your doors and open your hearts to the Lord. It's hard, but it's fair. One love, JWJ. Boys in unison, T-O-A-B out.
I'm up by the bar, got a drink and everything that I drink. I love the dog,
so far.
She been thinking everything that I think. And we like the same girl, not the main girl. She been sipping on that black and blue label. You must stain her, I do my thing, girl. I can't let you trick me under this table. She keep thinking just to the head and I know that I can't keep up. One more drink and I'ma be dead. You gon' see me walk out of
Somebody get this hot girl over here right now. Oh, here she comes. Just line them up in front of her. She gon' hide them right down.
Drinking.